you had faith to get saved. Now, the same faith can be used to get you healing. And it's not hard. It's, Lord, I hope you heal. Wait a minute. He's already done that.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Today's message on the Believer's Voice of Victory will help you understand the love your Heavenly Father has for you. Join Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston as they show in the Scriptures how much you are loved. Now, here's Kenneth.
Hello, everybody, everywhere. This is Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we praise you and worship you today, sir. We open our hearts and minds for revelation from heaven. Oh, listen, we want to know more about heaven. We want to know about more about you. We want to know more about Jesus. We want to know more about this word. We want to know more about the kingdom of God. And we are yours to command, sir. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Join me again today in welcoming Bill Winston to this broadcast.
Hey,
Bill, glory to God. You done preached me happy yesterday, man. But I'm going to tell you, you did it at breakfast table before we even got down here, man. I come in here, whoa, you know, I'm the first time, you're like this, 1975, I believe it was, 74, 70, mid-70s. First time I ever saw Fred Price. And this was before he was Bishop Frederick K.C. Price. Yeah. He just, Fred Price. Mm-hmm. And at Brother Hagin's camp meeting, we're still having it over there, Sheridan Assembly, a little small church. It's a packed out, man, the air conditioner wouldn't even handle it. And they introduced Fred. He come up bouncing out there on that platform. He said, "I am ready, Freddy." And he's been ready, Freddy, ever since, man. I'll tell you, I love him, man. He's one of my champions,
yes, he
one
is.
Of my
yes,
heroes. I just thank, absolutely just
praise
thank heaven of him. He's so strong.
And amen.
He and Betty are such.
Yes, beautiful, wonderful.
Listen. Faith in God did in that ministry
everything.
Same thing he's done in our
telling
ministry.
You.
Same thing he'd do for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. There's when God said he's no respecter of persons.
He meant that.
He meant that. And that means he's already set aside more than your mind can handle.
For everybody.
He is equal blessing kingdom citizenship. Everybody's born again. It'd take you a million years to count what all he's set aside for you.
Well, why are we out here working for a living? Why are we out here trying to...
No concept.
No concept.
No concept the fact that he loves you. No concept of how to function in this kingdom. And in the natural Babylonian world, they've got it connected to what you do to earn it.
That's exactly right.
Then the big boss gets the big bucks and he sets up here and the little guy don't get anything. Bill, come on. It's not what you're going to get. You've already got it. It already belongs to you. The assignment is what God needs you to be doing right now. If he calls you to sweep, if he called you to sweep the church porch, that's because he needs somebody in that church with the blessing of the Lord to turn that place around. He needs you over that blessing. He ain't looking for somebody to clean something. He can get anybody to do that.
So it's serving.
It's your assignment.
Assignment, gotcha.
You ought to be driving over there in a 500 Mercedes if that's what you like.
Because that has nothing to do.
That has nothing to do with this.
Good.
We function in the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Well, that means his plan.
Right.
And all these things be added to you. It doesn't say you add them to yourself.
He does that.
He does that. I said this one time, Bill. I said, a janitor can have a jet.
Yeah.
You know.
Somebody go.
And that woman come up to me and said, I'd like to know what a janitor want with a jet. And I didn't know how to answer that, but I looked right in here and I heard this. Depend on what he does on his weekend. Because God will have him out preaching on the weekend,
yes,
but he's in that, wherever he's janitor, he's in there blessing those rooms, blessing this and blessing that. It ain't going to be long. God will lift him out of there and put him right up in the management of that place.
But in the Babylonian system, it's a person up top here that's got everything. And this guy down here in the mailroom here, he's trying to catch a bus every day, trying to get to work. But in the kingdom, it doesn't make any difference what.
No.
Because we all have an inheritance that is huge, that we get it by believing God and being obedient to his word.
Absolutely.
Ah, goodness.
And you can't get that concept without doing what we're doing today.
Gotcha.
And what you're doing in here today.
Yeah.
Where we stay in here and learn how to live in the kingdom.
Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Amen.
Well, let's, if we can, start back once again.
Once again.
Luke chapter 11.
Yes, sir.
God. Now, again, we were talking last week about prayer and that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. And then Jesus began to go through this. But let's just talk about some things about prayer. And what we said, and we're finishing up this now so we can go into this ownership concept. Well, we said that prayer is a declaration of our dependence upon God.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we, in prayer, are depending on him. And really, we're not trying to change the mind of God.
Mm-mm.
In prayer.
He don't need changing.
He doesn't need changing. See, we're trying to work to either get something in before God in terms of following the rules of petition prayer, or to get something that is already produced by God and get that to happen in the earth.
Oh, yeah.
To make thy kingdom come and thy will be done right here. That's in this earth.
Yes, sir.
See, and so now this whole concept of prayer is kind of changing now, because what we said yesterday is it's founded on love, because you can't even properly intercede for your neighbor or somebody else if there's not any love there. I mean, how do you intercede? Love is based on the fact that God loves them, and I'm going to intercede for them. I'm going to so forth and so on. And we have to remind ourselves of that, because we have a devil out here that's trying to continually infiltrate the mind of the believer with something, thoughts other than what God has spoken in his word. So if we take prayer and say, all right, now prayer, so how do I do it? We said there are rules of prayer. So I can't play basketball with baseball rules or whatever have you. So
think about what you'd be trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on a basketball court with a football.
No, that's true, isn't it?
The game don't work.
The game doesn't work.
Now you take the basketball and try to play football with it.
Mm.
The game don't work.
Well,
because of established process.
That's good. Well, he says here in James, and James chapter 4, he says in verse 2, he says, you lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain, you fight and war. Yet you have not, because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss.
What did we read last week? That Jesus said, everyone that asks receives. Everyone that seeks finds.
Exactly.
Everyone that knocks, it's opened unto him. But now then, James, you have to remember now, James is raised in the house with Jesus.
He was.
He watched him, man. And he watched him because he thought he's crazy. But then after he was raised from the dead, he remembered these things because he knew he's
the Son of God. And he's bringing this out. He already said it over here. Let not the, you got to ask in faith. Without faith, nothing. You ain't going to get anything. That's
but,
powerful,
but
isn't
that's
it?
That's right. But he's saying you ask amiss. You ask out of line with the Word of God. You're outside the process. You're something's faulty about, that's the only reason you're not getting it. Because all the promises of God, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, are yea and amen. You wait a minute, you don't even need to wait on this. This is yours. This is yours. So it's not something God is holding back. It's something that somehow we're out of line with the Word. We're not asking the right way. So I said, okay, let's go over here.
Can you see a guy going into the bank, going into the president of the bank, fall down the floor and go screaming, hollering, kicking the front of the desk? I owe my money out of this bank. Well, he ain't going to get it.
Nope.
He needs to go back out there. He needs to get the little thing and say, how do I get money? But it belongs to him.
Yeah.
Money's his.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get it out of this bank? Well, you don't need a gun.
Nope.
You don't need to cry and squall and bawl.
Yeah.
You don't need to feel goosebumps.
Yeah. Yep.
You just need to follow the process and they'll give it to
and
you.
That's all it is.
It's already yours.
And you know what I believe, Brother Copeland? I believe that what we've done because of unbelief, we have complicated this thing in our thinking. And when I say that, I mean this. You remember in Mark chapter 2, when Jesus then came and he was preaching in this house, and all of a sudden these men were carrying one man on a bed, and they couldn't get in by the door, so they go up on the roof and tear open the roof and let this man down.
Don't you know that tickled Jesus?
That's some crazy faith.
Yeah, man.
But anyway, so he lets him down. And it says, Jesus saw their faith and said to the man, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. And then he goes on down and he says, wait a minute, because they're looking at him, well, who can forgive? He said, now, is it easier to say, now that's a revelation here.
Yeah.
Is it easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to rise, take up thy bed and walk? What he's saying, and I heard Brother Hagin preach on the double cure. And he is saying, wait a second, it is just as easy to get healed as it is to get saved. I'm sure that's what he was saying. Right
according to Jesus, isn't it?
I'm telling you.
Because he said, he went ahead to say, to show that the Son of Man hath power
on earth to forgive sins.
Rise.
Take up thy bed. And
so the same power that forgave him healed him.
That's
now whoa. We're talking about process here.
Yes.
People have looked at the difference in Jesus' power. No. Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say, and I only do what I see my Father do. Now the Father said, tell him his sins are forgiven.
Yes.
Son, your sins are forgiven. The Father said, tell him to rise, get up and walk. He told the man. Jesus said, the Father that dwells within me, he does the works.
See, this, somehow we think we got to do this, so this is going to be harder than this is right here. Now, I'm talking to somebody who may be right now in some kind of diagnosis of sickness or illness or something you've been dealing with, so forth. You're healed. You're already, he's already done it. Now, you had faith to get saved. Now, the same faith can be used to get you healing. And it's not hard. It's, Lord, I hope you heal. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He's already done that. Now, he's doing the work. All you got to do is believe. And he's saying, wait a minute. Don't struggle with healing. You didn't struggle to get saved.
No.
You said, Father, I ask your forgiveness and I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord. Boom, something happened. Well, wait a minute. Why can't we do this here?
You see,
I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
So I'm only saying that to say.
Remember that the leper walked up to Jesus and said, sir, I know you can if you will.
Will.
There's one translation that just, I do love it.
Yes.
He said, Well, of course I will. And he put his hands on that leprosy.
My goodness.
Now,
see,
I won't touch that. No, 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 no. Jesus had no fear of the leprosy. And when he touched him, leprosy couldn't do nothing about it.
My goodness.
Scripture said the leprosy departed.
Well, I'm saying,
leprosy can hear. That thing, whatever's on you, it can hear. It can hear. Now, you don't have to scream and holler at it. Just talk and say, hey, devil, Jesus loves me. It's time for you to go.
See, that's what we talk about.
I got that come right out of the Lord. It's time for you to go.
But rise, take up that bed.
Join the Lord in me.
All we got to do is just receive it, I'm telling you. The problem has been with the receiver. It is.
Yes, amen.
My Lord.
Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Whoa. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, sickness and disease, it's time for you to go. Time for you to leave. Amen. Amen. Now, you just open your heart, you get the joy of the Lord. Just start laughing. I don't care if it ain't nothing but a ha, 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 ha. Just start laughing at that devil. Start laughing at disease. Start laughing at the situation. Start talking to the stuff. Start talking to dope, drugs. I don't care what it is. Just start talking to it. Say, it's time for you to leave. Ha, 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 ha. It's time for you to leave. The King has spoken. It is time for you to leave. Oh, glory, Bill.
That's what we said yesterday. One of the number one jobs of the prophet is to give the people something to say.
I tell you, I never heard that before in my life. High blood pressure, time for you to leave. Mountain, it's time for you to leave. Ooh. Time for you to go. Get into the sea. Go on. Get out of here.
And I come into the prayer of agreement.
Yes. Amen.
Right now.
Right now. Glory to God.
Now let's go.
Dead?
Let's go.
Dead?
That's good. That's good.
Time for you to go.
See, there's no distance in the spirit.
God doesn't have
to go anywhere to be everywhere. He is right there.
He's right there. Amen. And that devil is saying, I don't want to.
No.
I know he says so. I have to. Get!
Tell the devil what to do. But that's the authority that we have in here.
Oh, Jesus, thank you.
And that's what it's supposed to do, make you laugh.
It does.
God told Sarah through this angel, he told her, said, tell her she's going to have a child. Sarah out there said, So God's about to tell you something going to make you laugh.
Oh, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
This is it, isn't it?
You can pray in the Spirit about something.
We'll
get to that as the Lord allows us. You can pray in the Spirit till that note of victory comes. You can pray till the joy of the Lord comes.
Yes, indeed.
Open your heart to it. And just stay steady and just stay steady. Father, I'm praying right now about my son in the name of, don't go around squalling, bawling, carrying on about what's wrong with him. No, don't try to inform God of things like that. Just go for the word. I receive revelation of your word and I pray and it'll start coming up in there. I mean, maybe an hour, maybe 2 days, maybe a week. Stay with it.
Come up in there.
It'll start coming, and the joy of the Lord will come.
That's what it is. That fountain.
When the scripture said, sorrow not, we are not people with no hope.
I'm telling you.
And you refuse to sorrow. You refuse to grieve because he bore our grief and carried our sorrow.
Yeah.
I refuse to. If you'll check the scripture out on this, you'll find as you stand steadfast in faith and you refuse grief and you refuse the sorrow, the joy of the Lord will come up. The joy is on the other end of that thing. And as you do that, joy begins to come. You begin to see your loved one in heaven. You begin to see glory to God.
Now, that happened with Brother Hagin when he was praying for his brother's salvation.
And yeah, it did.
Absolutely.
Yes, it did.
See, he was praying for years the wrong way. And then all of a sudden, he got a hold of this thing. And I'm telling you, within 2 weeks, they called him and said, I want to have some good news for you. Brother God said, he said, I know it. Why? Because everyone that asks receives.
But you get back over in that you have not because you ask amiss. Yes. So don't keep doing the thing over and over and over. What did I hear you say one time? If you on your way, you on your way to Atlanta.
Atlanta, and you've been on the road for 40 years.
Yeah, you're on the wrong road, Jack. You done been around the world twice, ain't ever even seen Atlanta.
You got to come back in line with the word. Even in resisting the devil, it says that you have to draw nigh to the word. I've forgotten exactly how it put it, but you draw nigh to the word, then resist the devil.
Submit yourself to God
and resist the devil, and he'll flee. But you got to line up here. And so what people haven't done is they've been using the wrong rules in terms of
Bill, it's because Mama did it,
and then
Big Mama did it,
gotcha,
and so forth, and so on. Teach us to pray.
Lord, have mercy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
What are we going here?
Now let's just do this. This is Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because it's a spiritual battle that we're out here in. And then the last thing it says in verse 18, praying always with all prayer. And in the Amplified, it says all manner of prayer. So we put down some types of prayer that we're talking about. Prayer of intercession.
Yes.
Prayer of binding and loosing.
1 Peter 2:1.
That's correct.
Intercession.
Thanksgiving.
So forth. Those are all different things, aren't they?
Exactly. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 18, the prayer of binding and loosing. And then prayer 18 and 19 and 20, that's a prayer of agreement.
Yeah.
And then dedication and worship, where we're dedicating ourselves to God, and then or a prayer of committal. And then the prayer of petition. And that prayer of petition is where we want to kind of hold to right, you know, here, and then move on into some ownership. Yeah,
we're out of time, so
okay. All right.
Let's, as, we'll put it this way. Unless the Lord directs us some way else tomorrow, this is where we'll start.
Okay.
We'll start.
Okay, fine.
Brother Bill and I'll be back in just a second. Go on, lab. It'll be all right.
Have you ever prayed and wondered if God heard you? How do you take hold of His promises and make them a reality in your life? The Unlimited Potential Package, 2 teaching series by Bill Winston, The Power of Prayer and Praise, and Taking Ownership, Volume 2, will help you break through and get results. Build a solid foundation of prayer in your life. Learn how faith makes prayer work. Find out why love is the key to receiving from God. Discover how to seek God for answers and pray effectively. Believe you receive as you declare God's word with authority. Reach new levels of faith and take the next step towards living in your God-given privileges. Assume your rightful place in God and realize your unlimited kingdom potential. Be kingdom-minded, take ownership, and bring heaven to earth. Get results in your prayer life that'll change your world. Order the Unlimited Potential Package today for only $34.99 and enjoy a savings of 28%. Go to kcm.org/TV special, call our toll-free number, or write to us today. This package contains two teaching series by Bill Winston that will open your understanding of God's Word. Discover how praise will draw you into the very throne room of God. For an additional 10% off, order the Unlimited Potential Package online.
Man, I'll tell you what, this stuff is dynamite. Hey, the power of prayer and praise, the prayer to get results, praise God. And that's what we're doing, prayer recurrent, man. This may be initial training for somebody.
Yeah, that's it, might be.
You know, when you first step into an airplane where you have to have a type rating, the first thing they do, you get initial training in that thing. They take a week, 2 weeks, in the case of the 10, 3 weeks to get there before they type you and turn you loose to fly. And then every year, a couple of times a year, you got to go back to recurrent. Well, that's what we're doing. This is initial prayer training for some people, and this is recurrent for others. Praise God. And hey, this is the lesson plan, and this is the book, brother. This is the Creator's handbook right here. This is what controls the kingdom of God. So get in here and get these things, man. Get your hands on this. Get the family into it. Teach your children right from the get-go. Don't think your children won't pay any attention. Don't think them teenagers won't pay any attention to you. Use these prayer systems and keep offering it to them. Once they hear it, they'll grab it. Praise God. Amen. There ain't no demon bigger than this. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We pray for this radio and television audience. 2014, the year of victory over death and the year of manifested love. We thank you for it. We give you praise and honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen. This ministry is a prayer ministry. We have 24-hour prayer. The people are not off somewhere else. They're right here. Overseas, check out the schedule. They have prayer teams. They're trained in this right here. They know how to pray. And we're there for you 24 hours a day. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, this is Kenneth and Bill reminding you again, Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Living Victory Orlando Faith Encounter, Champions Gate, Florida, April 18th through 19th with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Living Victory Las Vegas Faith Encounter, Henderson, Nevada, May 30th through 31st with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The 2014 Peru Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Lima, Peru, June 6th through the 7th at the Eduardo Diwos Coliseum. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
He is not obligated to tradition. He's not obligated to unbelief. He is obligated to his word because he can't deny himself. This is protected.
That's it.
This is protected. Satan can't get in this.